Hello and welcome to another episode of Popcast, Pop Culture with Attitude. This is your host, fantasy author and sci-fi author, Davidson L. Howarth. And this is just another amazing episode. Sorry for last week. I was in the United Kingdom. I had some private business to do out there, and also I went ahead and went to a couple of conventions. One was a Doctor Who convention. Oops, excuse me. And one was you know, a pop culture convention. And basically, they were really good. I was actually only going to go to the Doctor Who convention, and actually, it really wasn't a convention. It's it was ran by 10th Planet Productions, and it was basically just like a couple of rooms and like a small conference room where they can have like lectures from the guests, and basically there was a small like vendors room, but with like four tables, so it wasn't massive. I mean, it wasn't a convention; it's more like a signing event, you know, upscale. excuse me, and you know, I bought tickets for the event because Tom Baker was to appear, and Peter Davison, my favorite doctor, the fifth doctor, and they also had, you know, what's his name, Colin Baker, who everyone has seen. I mean, that guy goes to every convention, and they had some lower cast level, you know, guests like, what's her name, Banfield from Big Finish Audio, you know, small potatoes like that. But I was there to see Tom Baker and Peter Davison. Well, Tom Baker never goes to the States because he's afraid to fly. So I thought, well, I'll go to see him. I have the opportunity. You know, I'm I'm there basically to do my personal business. But I thought, what a chance to see him. Because you'll never get another chance. It's very rare that he makes any appearances at all. And the event was actually called the Day of the Doctors. So what happened was, before I got there, Peter Davison canceled because he's doing something on some stage play. And that really pissed me off because, you know, you go all the way halfway around the world and he cancels. But I noticed he was at another convention the following day in Nottingham, which is about a 5-hour drive from London. But I was staying almost like central England, so for me, it would only be 2.5 hours once I got back from London for the Day of the Doctors. So I bought tickets for that. So anyway, so basically, you know, I went to see Tom Baker, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. It's weird how the British take pictures. You know, I scheduled to take a picture with him, and in America, you could wrap your arms around him, do funny poses with the actors. You can do pretty much just about anything. But in England, all you can do is sit up straight, sit next to him, and it was just like real disciplined. So I shook his hand in the picture, which was very controversial, you know. But before I took a picture with the great fourth doctor, I noticed he was kissing all the attractive girls on the lips and all the non-attractive girls on the cheek. So I thought that was odd. I don't know. He's 82. I mean, maybe he's trying to get all that he can get. I don't know. And basically, I got up to him and said, I'm not going to ask you for a kiss, but I did come all the way from California to see you. And he just laughed and laughed. He thought that was the funniest thing. So I thought, anytime I can make Tom Baker laugh is a good day for me. And took a picture with him, shook his hand. And since then, pretty much the whole day, my hand smelled like urine. But I didn't put the two and two together. So I went through my day and saw... what's his name? The guy who played Davros, Gooderson. And I saw the Seventh Doctor again. Sylvester McCoy. So it was time to get autographs for of Tom Baker. And I had needed to get three autographs with him. And, you know, one for me and one each for my kids. And I walk up there. And he says, oh, if it's not the lad from California again. And I said, well, yeah, you're like the holy grail for Doctor Who fans in the United States. And I guess his caregiver travels with him everywhere. I guess it's his caregiver. And she's like, did you hear that? You're like the holy grail of the United States for Doctor Who fans. And he just, Tom Baker just smiled. And the caregiver, the girl says, that's funny that he's the holy grail there because he's a complete asshole at the house. And they both kind of laughed. So I'm assuming she lives with him or takes care of him or whatever. And then, what else? And so much went on. It was like 2 weeks ago. And then he told me, he offered me jelly babies. He goes, would you like a jelly baby? And I said, I'll take two. And I took two jelly babies. So anytime you can, Tom Baker asks you to eat jelly babies, wow, is amazing, right? So basically, I took the two. And he says, you know, I recommend four jelly babies a day. And I said, is that the doctor's prescription? And again, he laughed and laughed. He thought it was hilarious. So I'm like, wow, I'm two for two. I made Tom Baker laugh twice. That's like a baseball player hitting two home runs in a baseball game. So I was extremely satisfied. And then from there, basically, that's all I wanted to do. Ended up getting my pictures with him and autographs and all that. And I left, and that's all I wanted. And it was at the Windsor Hotel, and I will tell you that the Windsor Hotel, man, is very expensive. I wanted to have breakfast. It was £15 for breakfast. That's like $30. It's like way expensive for two sausages, eggs, orange juice, and hash browns. And I mean, way overpriced. So the next day, I drove to Nottingham. Excuse me, I need to get a drink. I drove to Nottingham to see Peter Davison, and where I was staying, that was about 2.5 hour drive, maybe 3 hours. And yeah, he was the nicest guy, and everything was great, but I kind of gave him a hard time for canceling the event the day before, and we talked a little bit about California and all that. Good guy. And then, Doctor Who-wise, that was it. And at this convention, this one in Nottingham, it was called EMCon or MCon. It was okay. It was ran like an American convention, but it wasn't big like an American convention. You know what I mean? Not massive or anything. But they did have a lot of guests. Most of the guests I've seen before at other conventions in the States. But they had the whole crew of Red Dwarf there. Except for the actor who played David Lister. Well, the guy who played David Lister was supposed to be there. He never showed up. He never contacted the convention, nothing. He just never showed up. So a lot of people were really pissed off. But while I was there, I met Chris Berry, who played Arnold Rimmer in Red Dwarf. And that dude is hilarious. He's really funny, really good guy. One of my favorite actors I've met. Really, if you get a chance to meet him, And you'll never meet him in the States, but if you go to England to a convention, he's there. You have to stop by. So he gave me an autograph, and we took pictures together, and really nice guy. I thought about getting the autograph of David Prowse, the original Darth Vader, because he really never comes to the States often. But he was charging like $40 for an autograph. I mean, are you kidding me? I'm not going to pay $40 for a guy sitting in a Darth Vader outfit. And he looked pretty bad. He looked really bad, really unhealthy. And I just said, you know what? Forget it. It's not worth it. So, so I didn't. And maybe I'll regret it. Because the guy who played Jaws, Richard Kiel, I had a chance to get his autograph and I didn't. And like 2 months later, he passed away and I kind of regretted it. Hopefully this won't happen, but I kind of don't regret it. Excuse me. And that was it for England in regards to conventions. How would I rate the conventions? I would probably say that the EMCon, that's about a 5. It's average. You know, it was okay. There's so much more that they can do to that convention. In regards to the signing, I enjoyed that better. As you know, EMCon, I actually only spent 3 hours there. I mean, it was really nothing. I spent more time driving back and forth than I did actually at the convention. And I actually had a beer at the oldest pub in England in Nottingham next to the castle. And that was actually better than the convention. And I've been to that pub before. So yeah, and that was my England experience. Besides on the way home, sitting on the plane on tarmac for 3 hours because there was something wrong with the engine. That was kind of scary. But besides that, all was well. I love driving in England. And I actually paid $200 for a rental car from Hertz in Gatwick Airport. By the time I got home, they charged me $612. So right now, I got to go through... might have to go to court because they robbed me. Basically, they're freaking thieves. So never rent Hertz at an airport in England, or don't even rent Hertz cars in England. Period. They will rip you off if they know you're an American. They're highway robbers. They're thieves. And my recommendation: never get a Hertz car in England. And I had to stop my card. I had to do this whole investigation thing on them. I just I'm still going through it. Had to do claims, had to do fraud, some fraud stuff. It just because of Hertz. They kept charging me after 6:12. They charged me another $152, and they kept, and I think it's someone there who works there who got my information and was taking money out. But we'll find out, you know, at the end of the day. So that was my England experience. One thing I did was I go to a lot of old bookstores in England, and I pick up British comic books, you know, like Avengers, but, you know, British comic books. Like, they're pretty much reprints of American comic books, and you can get them for like 25 cents at used bookstores. But on eBay in America, they sell for like $20 each. So I bought a bunch of those. Doctor Who weeklies, things like that. Just to have them. You know, just in case I might want to sell them one day. You never know, or just give them to the kids or whatever. So, that was cool. Yeah, so that was my trip. And a lot has happened in the States, you know, since. And, I don't want to dwell on it. I don't even know how long this show will be. I'm just kind of tired and, you know, sorry I'm not every Saturday night like it's supposed to, but you know, things happen. And like I said, with this show, you can listen to it anytime. You don't have to listen to it Saturday night. That's what's so great about a podcast. So I'll just record when I want, and you just jump on. That's it. And you just listen whenever you want. One thing I want to talk about, this band One Direction, I've never heard any of their songs or anything. I really don't know who One Direction is. But I guess there's a guy on the group called Zayn Malik. I don't even know if he's British. So anyway, he quit the band or something, and girls are crying all over the internet over this. Now, listen to some of these girls and just, you'll laugh. Seriously, just check it out. I'll put it on. Here you go. If it plays. You know, it never plays when you want it to. It drives me nuts. Here we go. Can you believe that? Isn't that hilarious? Who are these people? What kind of life do they have? Honestly. Isn't that just ridiculous? There's probably a lot more. Yeah, but who are these girls? Don't they have a life? You know, I mean, to cry over some... First of all, One Direction, I don't even know who they are. I just seen pictures of them. They look like a bunch of losers. But here's more.
How do you feel about Zane leaving One Direction?
This is our music video on the whole situation. Enjoy it.
Cheating on Perry, go screw yourself. Because of you, he left. Thanks.
Kill myself today, but I think today's the...
I've been crying for 4 hours, and I literally can't cry anymore. We all really need a fandom hug.
But we have to say goodbye. Had the best time, and now it's the worst time.
They love One Direction.
It's sad.
I don't know how to feel at the moment. It hurts.
Said to me, and I could lend you broken parts that might fit like.
I was crying for hours, and I feel more tears coming.
Aw, oh, man, Zane left One Direction. I'm just gonna go on with my life and I'm going to take a poop. Thanks.
I can't believe he's leaving. Oh my god. So we have to be there for him as much as he was there for us, even though it hurts to see him go.
It's not like we're seeing One Direction. We're seeing four-fifths of what used to be.
Didn't really know you much, but here's what I did know. You're aesthetic as fuck, man, with a big...
Alright, and the rest are just pictures of these girls crying over this Zayn Malik character. First of all, one girl said, he's done so much for us, we need to be there for him or whatever. He's never there for you. He doesn't know who you are. He's made millions of dollars, and he's probably leaving to retire because he doesn't want to make stupid music anymore. This crap music they were making, I guess some of that music was clips of their music. Their music sucks, plain and simple. So the faster One Direction goes, the better. So all these girls are crying for nothing. And let me tell you something. You girls make these videos. You know what? I hope those videos last forever on the internet, because when you're 40 years old, you'll look back at that and you'll be embarrassed. You'll be like, oh, I was such a loser. I'm an idiot. You know what? It's okay to be a fan, but you know what? These things don't control your life. You know, it's just entertainment. That's all it is. And if you want to hear music with that guy in it, well, that's what CDs are for, dummies, right? So, with that being said, just so much craziness, right? That's a first world problem. There are so many things. There's people being beheaded in Iraq, and they're worried about some singer. Makes no sense. At all. Makes no sense. So anyway, that's pretty much about it. You know, there is something... bother me. You know, there's just so many things going on in the world, and so many, I mean, America is so corrupt now, isn't it? America is not what it was 30 years ago, is it? I mean, we've lost so much of our freedoms, so much of our, just in the last 6 years, this country doesn't even look the same. It's sad. It's very sad. And, you know, one thing I want to discuss is, you know, people go, oh, you know, Davidson, the fantasy author, you know, oh, he's such a conservative. Oh, wait, I'm not conservative in any way, okay? I am one who practices their faith, okay? J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis, all men of great faith, all great writers, right? Me, for instance, I'm the number one fantasy author that doesn't write fantasy smut, okay? I mean, Game of Thrones, I don't consider that fantasy. I consider it porn. And people like Tolkien would totally disapprove of that. And there's been some book reviewers and some fantasy fans that call me the 21st century Tolkien. Or they'll call me the 21st century C.S. Lewis. And you know what? Thank you for the compliment. Thank you. I don't see myself that way. But if you see me in that way, then that's fine. And I think people see me that way is because I write like they do. I write good versus evil. I write the traditional fantasy. I write the traditional stories. Stories that actually have meaning to it. Not fantasy smut, where only desperate people who can't get laid read that stuff. That's not real fantasy. And, you know, so when people start to label me, don't label me, really. I am just a man who was a writer following his faith. That is all. And with all the stuff on the news that's going on, you know what? Would you criticize me for my faith? Criticize me for my beliefs because it doesn't agree with your beliefs? Your beliefs is the only thing that's right. Your belief is the only thing that needs to be heard. Oh, but my belief has to be squelched and thrown away. So in Indiana, I don't have any rights. In America, I have no rights to speak. I have no rights to deny something if it's against my faith. Of course I have the right. It's called freedom of religion. It's what America is based on. So I can deny or accept anything I want if in my beliefs. And so could you, and so could anyone else. But if I don't agree with you, don't slam me, don't attack me, don't threaten me. You destroy your cause. Another thing that's hilarious is, it doesn't matter what you talk about, okay? It doesn't matter what the topic is. If you disagree with a certain point of view, they call you racist. You know, for example, you know, Marvel's destroying itself with PC political correctness material now. And I saw fans complaining that they want to see the real Captain America back, Steve Rogers, or the Miss Marvel. They think it's a sad time in Marvel history, which I agree with them. I think it's Marvel's just a political group at this point now, trying to brainwash people. But the whole point is, people were disagreeing, saying they don't like Miss Marvel, or they want the Steve Rogers back. And just for making that comment, people who didn't agree with that view, well, those people called the other group racist. You know what? So what if a guy like Steve Rogers, don't say he's a racist. Okay, someone doesn't like Miss Marvel, don't call him a racist. He's not a racist. He's given a point of view, and you might want to listen. He could be factual in a lot of things. So it's just sad when one group starts to lose an argument, they call the other group a racist or other names, and it's just wrong. Okay? Just because people don't agree with you doesn't mean you have to throw names at them or try to hurt them or try to squelch their views. It's wrong. America has room for everyone's voice, and every voice should be heard, listened, and respected. So, enough on that. Besides that, you know, CampbellCon is a convention I'm a spokesperson for, and they are doing kind of like a cosplay contest. It's not really a cosplay contest, but basically, if you like cosplay, you're a model, whatever. Basically, what it is, it's like a contest that you put your picture, you give your picture to them. They're going to put it in the contest of fans will like the pictures, and whatever picture gets the most like, that person is going to be the face of CampbellCon. They're going to be like the, I don't know, the Miss America or whatever, of CampbellCon. And they'll be on all the posters, all the postcards, everything. So if you're into cosplay, or if you're someone in cosplay who wants to break through, get a lot of promotion, things like that, then you'll want to join this contest on CampbellCon. And it's really exciting. Now, as you know, that I'll do another announcement. As you know, my next book comes out in 2016. And it's just a bunch of short stories. And it should be great. People have called me the Somerset Maugham of short stories, and thank you once again for that compliment. It's very nice of people who say that. But I have a new publisher, and I want to announce it here on the show. Black Bedsheet Books will be my new publisher for the next book. So I'll keep you updated on my Facebook page. So get ready for that. So with that being said, there's not a whole lot. StocktonCon. I will be appearing this year, but I won't be appearing anywhere else because it's not a book tour. And, you know, I only make appearances at book tours. And I have a feeling that everyone who is constantly going to conventions, like, you know, you go to the same convention every year. Well, the same crowd goes to the same convention every year. You're not hitting new people. You know what I mean? It's kind of a waste. And then if you're there every year, people get tired of you. Or if you don't have new product out, people aren't going to stop by. You got to have either new product, you know, you can't be there every year. You got to make yourself kind of exclusive, and that's a mistake that a lot of people make. So that's why I'm not doing a tour this year. I'm focusing on writing and doing other things as well, and, you know, with CampbellCon coming up. So, and yet, if you haven't bought your CampbellCon tickets, I suggest you do it soon, because you can only buy it online at CampbellCon.com, and the tickets will eventually be sold out. They have so many great guests. It's just incredible. So, with that being said, I know it's a short show. Boy, it was very short, but, you know, I'm very tired. it's been one of those days, and, you know, what have you. But feel free to look me up on Facebook, message me anytime, and I'll be there to respond. I'm right now busy just writing. A lot of stuff going on, and I hope you enjoy my next book. So, and you know, you can always message me, and if you want to be a guest on the show, you could be a guest if you're a writer, whatever. But I was doing a lot of guests in the beginning, and I thought, guests are okay. You know, but people don't like guests all the time, so I'm kind of making the guesting a special, you know, a special show when it comes up. But if you want to be a guest, give me a call, contact me, whatever. I'll be happy to put you on the air. And this is still, even though with all the breaks, top pop culture podcast in the world. Listen all over the world. And this is where, you know, you can get all your good information. Xavier's not here this week, you know, with his craziness. But he did tell me he's going to join the CampbellCon contest. I don't want to see what that picture is going to look like. So until next time, take care of yourselves. And we will see you next week with another amazing episode of Popcast, Pop Culture with Attitude. See you then.